Thank you for joining us today on Drawing Near. This ongoing study of the Bible is designed to help and encourage us to draw near to God through the study and application of His Word. If you have questions about the Bible or your walk with the Lord Jesus, feel free to reach out to me through my email address in the description section of this podcast. At the time that I'm recording this, it's Good Friday, and I thought I would share a couple of passages from the Old Testament that I am meditating on. These two passages are somewhat familiar, maybe one more than the other. Maybe this will help you today to think through the cross, to think through some of the things that Jesus Christ experienced for our salvation. Before we begin our reading, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your great love that even while we were yet sinners, you sent Christ to die for our sins. We thank you for his humbling himself and becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We look forward to the time when we will see his glory as he said we would. I pray, Lord, that you would work in our hearts and minds through the reading of this scripture so that we might have a greater appreciation, so that we might have a greater understanding and worship you more fully. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. The two passages I'm going to read today are Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53. Psalm 22 moves me because I see it as the experience of Christ on the cross. David writes this about 1,000 years before the cross, and yet it's amazing how if you think of the cross and you think of what Jesus might have experienced, these words are powerful. So Psalm 22, beginning in verse 1, says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, 'He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.' But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths, like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all of my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaw. You have brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor bored the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be to you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship, All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. Our second passage comes from Isaiah 53. Beginning in verse 1, we read, "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had known no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." If the Holy Spirit leads you to, I would encourage you to take your Bibles and look through these two passages, or passages like them. There are so many in the Scriptures. These speak to my heart, and they're on my heart today. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your prophesying concerning the cross. It's amazing to me that Isaiah writes in the past tense, as if these things had already taken place in his day. And yet, they had, for Jesus was slain from the foundations of the world. I thank you for your love for us, your election, your predestination, your foreknowledge. Father, we are unworthy. Help us to serve you, to worship you, to follow Christ, and to serve him all of our days. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for sharing with us today. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are shared. Drawing Near is a ministry of FBC Tip City based on the promise that if we will draw near to God, he will draw near to us.